Now I'm reading beginning at the last part of verse 17. And every shipmaster and every one that sails anywhere, that is traveler, and sailors, and those who live by seafaring, stood afar off and cried out when they looked upon the smoke of a burning, saying, What city is like the great city? And they cast dust upon their heads and cried, weeping and mourning, saying, Woe! Ooi! Ooi! The great city, wherein all that had their ships in the sea were made rich by reason of her costly expenditure. For in 1 hour is she made desolate. Now the third delegation of mourners here is composed of those that are engaged in transportation, the great public carriers. They had become rich by transporting the merchandise of Babylon, just as Phoenicia had done in the ancient world. Now there's no more business. They mourn because of the depression. All went up in smoke in a moment. They, like the others, marvel at the sudden destruction. All of this, you see, does have an application for us. How do we see the luxury of this world? Do we see it as it really is? We speak today about spirituality and spiritual things. And even in our Christian organizations, there is almost an overweening zeal to get out and try to get people to give, and especially to approach the wealthy people. We're paying too much attention to this world today. It's passing away, and the things that you see at your fingertips are passing away. You remember the disciples said to the Lord Jesus, Don't you see these wonderful buildings of the temple? The Lord Jesus said, Do you see them? Why, said, Not one stone is going to be left upon another. That was literally fulfilled. And this world that you live in, this great Los Angeles that we live in, and I think it's a great city, and in many ways a wonderful city. I've enjoyed living here most of my life. But it's passing away. God's going to judge this place. But the question is, would it break your heart if you saw the things of this world go up in smoke? Or is your heart today in heaven fixed on Christ? It does make a lot of difference.